One spring day, Keiko went to the post office to send a letter to Tom, her friend in America. She saw a tall young man with blue eyes there. He had a large box in his hands. Keiko saw some English words on it. The young man spoke to a clerk in English, but the clerk could not understand him. Suddenly, the man came up to Keiko with a smile and said, "Excuse me, do you speak English?" Keiko said, "Yes, a little." Then the man began to talk to her in English very fast. "Wait," cried Keiko. "I'm sorry, I can't catch you. Will you say it again? Slowly, please." He smiled again and said, "I want to send this box to Australia, but I can't speak Japanese. Will you help me?" This time, Keiko understood his English and asked him, "Are you going to send it by airmail?" "Yes, if I can," said the man. "What is in the box?" Keiko asked the man. "There is a Japanese doll in the box," said the man. "It's a present for my sister." Keiko told the clerk about it in Japanese. The clerk made a suggestion, and Keiko said to the man, "He says that you can send it by airmail if it is a Kokeshi doll. What kind of doll is it?" "A Hakata doll," the man answered. When the clerk heard that, he said that the man should send it by sea mail. Keiko told it to the man. "All right, by sea mail, please, then," said the man. After he finished, Keiko and the man talked for some time. He said, "My name is John Davis. I'm from Australia. I came to Japan to teach English at Japanese high school." She talked with a man from Australia for the first time. So, after she said goodbye to him, she felt very happy and ran all the way home.